Hello and welcome back to the Advisors Assembled podcast. This is an in-betweenisode and it's a quick tip to help you if you are looking for a brand new domain name, possibly for a new business or a new website, but if you're not too bothered about the name or if you're struggling to find a name. So this will help you, I guess, in two ways. Give you a bit of a head start SEO-wise, if that's on your mind, but also help you. You can spend like days, hours, weeks, years trying to come up with a name. So this is kind of helpful because it limits your choice. Mark Patacio would probably have a lot to say on that. So what we would do is head over to expireddomains.net. And this is basically a search engine to find domains that have expired. So an expired domain essentially is a domain that someone else has let go. So someone's owned it before and the renewal came up. They didn't pay for the renewal. They've lost it and it's gone back and available. There are some others that are for sale on here as well, but I'll talk about that. So the benefits of that is with a domain having a bit of age. Now, we did a podcast about this with Pete Everett talking about domain authority. So if I'm looking for setting up a new kind of website, if let's say that I got myself CMAP qualified and I wanted to set up a new mortgage business for me and I wanted to run some SEO stuff for me, I would go on to expireddomains.net and have a look. And sometimes I do have a look on there, and I've bought a few. I bought Sunshine Mortgages recently. I end up never having any time to do anything with them, but this is the kind of the strategy. So we're heading to expireddomains.net. I got in the search there. So if I'm a mortgage business, I'll probably type like mortgage in there, finance, financial, something like that. Then what I would do is you have the basically a big table, and then on the left you have the domain name, the URL, and then on the right of that you've got the amount of backlinks there is. So BL is the column. So if you click on that, and then it will order them to the most backlinks at the top. So however, this data is not that accurate. So we would then just want to do a bit of research on it. So I searched financial this morning. The first one that was available for free, well, not for free, but for the normal price of registering a domain, was greyshadowfinancial.org. Bit of a rubbish name, but let's just assume that I like it and I want to go with that and I want to see if that's any good. So then I would go to semrush.com or SEMrush, as people call it, and I'd register for the free account because this allows me to check 10 domains a day on the free account. So then I can go to the domain overview and put greyshadowfinancial.org into the search and then just check if it's any good or not. And for this particular one, I'm looking at the authority score, and it comes up with an authority score of 5. Now, if you were to just go and think of a name that you like, that you want for your business, and register that, and no one's ever owned it before, you'll be starting from zero. So you've got a little bit of a head start when it comes to SEO. And then we can also look at the backlinks and where they're from. This one, it's got a list. They're all kind of irrelevant. So although it's got a domain authority score of 5, all the links are like, I mean, there's one of them, there's a link from Andy Parsons live at the Apollo, which has got nothing to do with finance, etc. So it can take a little bit of time to find yourself a little gem. I often do find them, however, but if you are seriously thinking about launching a new business, you're kind of open about what the trading style is going to be called and what the domain name is going to be called. That's a little tip that I would kind of have a look at expireddomains.net. See if you can pick yourself up a domain. The other thing you can look at, so if you get stuck ordering them by backlinks, you can also order them by the Alexa rank as well. So I'm just here live in expireddomains.net at the minute. Okay, and the Alexa rank is the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth column. It just says Alexa, and then you can click on that and order them by Alexa rank, and you will actually find that most of the really expensive ones are there. But I've just, when I've done the search on financial, I found 360financials.net that has expired, and it's got an Alexa rank of 4.5 million. And then if I go into SEMrush and have a look at that, there's no actually information on that. So it's a really kind of, you're almost, I don't want to say it's like finding a needle in a haystack, but you can find a really good domain that could, I mean, I found domains on there with a domain authority of 17, which is really, really good for, in terms of this kind of financial services market, and it had relevant backlinks on. So I don't want to, I'm worried that I'm going to send a load of people on a bit of a wild goose chase, but it is possible. I have found them. And even if you're not bothered about the SEO thing and you're just kind of open about the name, it could give you some ideas as well. So I hope that has helped. I hope you're not going to spend forever finding new domains. I'm going to do a bit of a series of in-between episodes on domains. And before you go out and buy hundreds of them, wait until my possibly next in-between episode about, which is going to be called I've Got a Bunch of Domains, Are They Useful? So stay tuned for that one. And before I forget, obviously do your due diligence and just check if there has been a company under that name before in the UK, whether they've had any issues with the FCA, or, you know, just check the reputation if there was a business in that name before, because that obviously would override anything, any sort of benefits you could get from SEO. So yeah, don't forget to do your due diligence on the domain. And thanks very much for listening. Join our Facebook group Advisors Assemble on Facebook if you haven't already. Connect with me on LinkedIn if we're not already. So just search for Alex Curtis on there. If you could drop us a review on iTunes, that would be amazing. It really, really helps us help more people. And I will speak to you next time. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.